When it comes to novels, people think they know what genre is. A book can be a crime novel, a thriller, a romance, a historical saga. And up to a point, that's true. As a crime writer, I know very clearly what a crime novel is. If I read to the end of a crime novel, only to find out that we never found out who'd done it, the murderer's never brought to justice, the detective turns out to be really hopeless, I'd probably throw the book across the room, because it wouldn't have fulfilled the basic criterion of what a crime story should be. And I'd want to say to the novelist, what on earth did you think you were doing? I think we have the same expectations of other genres. Romantic fiction, for example. If two people set up at the start of the story to be quite clearly made for each other, wander off by mistake, never quite get together, and then spend the rest of their lives regretting it, this might be a very compelling story in many ways, but no one would say it was a typical romantic novel. Within my genre, there are rules. The central one, I would say, defines the difference between a crime novel and a thriller. The key definition being that a classic crime story starts with the dead body, and then we work backwards, often with a central detective character, to find out how this came about. Whereas a thriller starts with a huge potential danger to our hero or heroine and a race against time to prevent it. But I would argue that it's precisely these restrictions that allow there to be great fluidity within the genre. Central to the telling of a crime story is plot. Plot gives a novel a cast iron structure, a huge central frame within which you can write really about anything. My stories have touched on issues of faith, particle physics, Darwinian evolution, on the harm caused when religious beliefs go wrong. The crime genre as a whole addresses issues of violence, of the place of women in society, colonialism, war, espionage. There are also endless ways, actually, to tell the story. We can know the murderer from page one, or there can be an unreliable narrator or a huge twist that reshapes the whole tale. The story of the novel is the story of genre. From Jane Austen to Wilkie Collins to the great novelists of the 19th century, all of them found their way to tell page-turning tales of romance or crime, or in some cases both. It is true that the crime novel has to follow certain rules, but I would argue that the structural edifice of plot, far from being restrictive, is a liberation. It allows the author a reverberant space within which to address both the best and the worst that a human being can be, and what can be more central to literature than that.